Tony Urban Radio Show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. And yes, World War III is a really bad idea, and that's why we're here. And once again, it is I, your anti-Rush, broadcasting from here in the island of Oahu in Hawaii. It is Tuesday, March 27th, 2012. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Dan, the man, is in the control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. And for those of you plugged into Justin, we do have the chat room working at whatreallyhappened.com. We're still dealing with server issues. We're trying to upgrade and get everything sort of current and up-to-date. And you know those software engineers, they love to change things. I've been chasing this code bug all morning where somebody changed one of the arguments from a value to a reference. And, of course, it's just broken everything, you know, all kinds of stuff throughout the site. So I'm having to track all of that stuff down. Anyway, we have got a lot of stuff to talk about. And I want to start off with this comment that Jon Stewart made last night on The Daily Show when he was talking about this Trayvon and George Zimmerman shooting, and everybody's arguing back and forth, and he was talking about how this group calling themselves the New Black Panthers are offering a reward for the kidnap/capture of George Zimmerman. And Jon Stewart said, what a wonderful way to deal with an act of vigilante justice with more vigilante justice. And he's absolutely right. And the more I started thinking about this New Black Panther Party, and they've got uniforms, and they look really mean and everything, and I'm beginning to think it's another one of these manufactured front groups. Because if you remember how hard the FBI worked to demonize the name Black Panthers back in the 1960s, you know, with all sorts of planted, fraudulent information, there was the Black Panther coloring book, and all this other stuff to radicalize and then demonize them, why would anybody want to call themselves Black Panthers today? With all that negative public relations baggage. It's like these jokers running around the country calling themselves the American Nazi Party. You know, when you were a little kid and you played cowboys and Indians or cops and robbers or anything, didn't you want to be the good guys? You didn't want to be the bad guys. You'd only play the bad guys if the big kids would pound on you and say, you got to be the Indians. You got to be the robbers. Well, it's the same thing here. Nobody wants to be the Nazis, as demonized as they've been. Nobody wants to be a Black Panther in this day and age, considering how demonized they were in the 1960s. These are names deliberately chosen to be provocative, to create confrontation. And so I think this New Black Panther Party is another one of these COINTELPRO manufactured groups to scare Americans that there are evil people in our midst that we must all be protected from. Like, remember the Symbionese Liberation Army? And they kidnapped Patricia Hearst to guarantee themselves headline coverage all over the country. And they finally burned that house down in L.A. with a bunch of the underlings, and they never caught the people at the top. They just disappeared, probably went into the witness protection program, running the Wendy's up in Billings, Montana, or something like that. Anyway, so moving right along, interesting little story came out. President Obama was having a little discussion with President Medvedev as they basically debated how they're going to slice up the rest of the world between them. And he just made the comment that he's on his last election and that after he's reelected, he'll have the freedom to do whatever he wants because he won't have to worry about the voters any longer. And that is, in fact, absolutely true. After you have won your second term as president, you're never going to run for an election again. You can do whatever you want without regard to the will of the people, which is why second term presidents are very often at their worst with regards to the American people. And so it's obvious that Obama is constraining his actions, his behavior, if you will, with regard to getting the as many votes as he can this November, because he knows it's going to be a fight. And if he wins in November, he's basically sending a warning. You know, you think it's bad now? Wait till you see the next 4 years. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
To the What Really Happened radio show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we get further into the program, I think this is probably a good time to remind everybody that the Republic Broadcasting Network is, in fact, still in the middle of a fundraising drive in order to basically pay for the refurbishment of equipment. As you're probably already aware, you know, we're dealing with server issues from my website. We're having to hire people to come in and basically fix all these things. That's separate from Republic Broadcasting. They're buying new equipment. They're, you know, these satellite antennas, they cost a lot of money. And, you know, we don't have golden microphones like you know who, but we do have plastic microphones and they do wear out and this stuff does need to be replaced. So what we're going to do this week, for those of you who watch my show over Justin TV, you probably remember that up until this gorgeous banner was sent in by one of our fans, we used to have this Gadsden flag, Patriot flag, hanging on the back wall. It's one of those ones that if you're flying it, the Department of Homeland Security says you're a terrorist suspect. And it's basically got the Don't Tread on Me and the Coiled Rattlesnake, very historical flag. This one, of course, is brand new. But what we're going to do, if you call in any time this week, from now through the end of show Friday, if you call in during the show and you talk to Sandra and you make a donation and tell her it's for the flag, the largest donor will get this flag autographed by the lovely Ms. Claire and myself, and we will mail that on out to you at the end of the week here. The phone number for donations is 800-724-2719 or 512-246-9549, and the extension to reach Sandra is 116. So, and you can also go to the top of republicbroadcasting.org and the information to donate there. So, top donor, gets between now and Friday, gets the Gadsden flag. Now, moving right along, we were talking about this yesterday, that Israel had basically cut their ties with the United Nations Human Rights Council and immediately blocked all entry of the United Nations inspectors into the West Bank. And Israel is throwing a tantrum here. Their whole political agenda rests on this permanent illusion of victimhood. And that means they can never be shown to the world as being the oppressors. Remember the big stink that kicked up a few years ago when Zionism was equated with racism because it is an apartheid system? And Israel's lobbyists went crazy and said, we're not racist. We're the victims. We have to keep those Palestinians out of their homes and off their land because otherwise they'll do bad thing to us because we stole their homes and their lands and so forth and so on. And it succeeded in actually getting the United Nations to back down. Well, now the Palestinian Authority has gone to the United Nations Human Rights Council and said, you have to look at this issue of these illegal settlements on Palestinian land. And the United Nations agreed it was time to address this issue. As we keep hearing these horror stories of the Israeli settlers burning down the farms of the Palestinians, stealing their water supplies, poisoning the ones they don't steal, just absolutely atrocious behavior. And the United Nations said it's time to send in inspections, at which point Israel says, you're all anti-Semites, and you're not allowed to come in and take a look. And we're going to be pounding on this issue a lot because Israel cannot continue to go on like they're good little people and their victims and everybody else hates them when it is very obvious that Israel is the instigator of a lot of these problems, attacking the USS Liberty, the Levant affair, attacking the aid flotilla last year, cast-led. Invasion of Lebanon, on and on and on. And they always hide behind the excuse, they made us do it, mommy. We didn't mean to drop napalm all over the children, but they made us do it. And it's kind of worn out. It's like the little boy that's cried wolf or the little boy that's cried nuclear duck a little too often. And Israel's image in the world is in serious decline, not because of anti-Semitism and not because of bias, but because of Israel's actions. And this is not going to help the situation at all. They're basically throwing a tantrum. And again, it underscores the fact that Israel is always screaming accusations against their neighbors and demanding the open inspections. Iran has to allow the inspectors more access than they have now. And yet when they say, well, how about if we inspect your nuclear facility? No, 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 you can't do that. Can't do that. We didn't sign that treaty. We don't have to let you in. So Israel's actions are destroying its own victim status on which much of their political agenda is based. Israel is self-destructing before our very eyes. All righty. Meanwhile, however, we're continuing to see the indications that Israel is eager to move forward with the war against Iran. Now, we know that Obama wants to hold it off until after the November elections. Israel's problem is their elections are coming first. And more importantly, Iran has agreed to go back to the table regarding negotiations about their nuclear program. And we know the U.S. and Israel are going to say, shut it all down completely because we don't trust you. And Iran's going to come back and say, you signed a treaty with us saying we can have power stations, medical isotopes, and industrial applications. And you guys are welcome to put your inspectors here all you want to make sure that that's all we're doing. But we're going to stand by our rights. It is the U.S. and Israel that are failing to meet their international obligations. So Israel is terrified of these talks getting underway again because it will remind the world that Iran is trying to play by the rules, that Iran is trying to find a way toward a peaceful resolution of the situation while you've got Israel and the U.S. government and John McCain all singing Bomb Bomb Iran in perfect synchronization, each in their own key, I might add. So we're seeing these preparations going on to this war. They're looking for an excuse, something that will convince the American people that we need to go and attack a nation that has not invaded or attacked us or indeed anybody else for a couple of hundred years now. But they're the danger. They're the threat. The latest propaganda from the United States of America is that Iran is now active in Yemen. that Iran is working with rebels in northern Yemen. Well, isn't the U.S. working with the rebels in Libya and Syria? Why is it okay for the U.S. and not okay for Iran? It's a typical double standard. It's bad and evil when they do it. But you know something? That's between Iran and Yemen. And the U.S. really doesn't have a dog in that hunt, so to speak. Now, there is a very alarming development, and I put this story up on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com earlier today. And the headline is, U.S. Air Force takes delivery of the GBU-57AB Penetrator. And they're giving this bomb a lot of press, more than is normally accorded to the development of a new bomb. But they're calling it basically the Massive Ordnance Penetrator. It supposedly weighs 30,000 pounds and will penetrate 200 feet of hardened concrete before it goes off. That's the claim. And they have photographs of this device. And it's this big, bulky, very phallic-looking thing. And I'm sure all the military commanders are all just excited about it and say, oh, wow, look how big and wet and shiny this thing is. And they probably want to touch themselves as they look at it. But, you know, I'm having my doubts about this thing. I am absolutely convinced that this is a hoax and a fraud, and it is a cover story for the use of nuclear weapons in the upcoming attack on Iran. First of all, how far this thing is going to penetrate through concrete or anything else is a direct function of how fast it's traveling when it hits the ground. And if you look at the photos and illustrations of this thing, it's got these spoilers on the end, like a retarded snake eye bomb, to slow it down. Why? Why do you need to slow this down? Don't you want it to travel faster? Other hard target penetrators actually have a rocket in the tail that speeds them up even faster to drive them further and deeper into the ground. Like the Durandal is a classic example. Those other penetrators are very long and very narrow to reduce the cross-section so that they can penetrate deeper. It's like using a needle versus a plow. This thing's very stocky and bulky in cross-section. It's got the spoilers. It doesn't have a rocket. It's wrong on so many aspects regarding the physics of a penetrator weapon. And I think it's a fraud. I think it is just a cover story that the U.S., once again, the only nation to use nuclear weapons on another country, is going to do it again. We ended World War II with the use of nuclear weapons by the United States. It appears we're going to start World War III with the use of nuclear weapons by the United States. And I think they're going to lie to you about it. And I think this bomb, this super bomb, is the cover story. Because it just doesn't fit the bill for a hard target penetrator. It looks like somebody just said, let's make something that looks really big and really scary. But it doesn't look believable. It doesn't look practical for this thing to be a hard, to penetrate 200 feet through hardened concrete with that diameter, with speed reduction, without a rocket to accelerate it down. Now, it's not passing the smell test on this thing. Alrighty, let's see, before we get to the next commercial break, Syria has now accepted the peace plan offered by Kofi Annan that includes a ceasefire. Obviously, the people who are behind the so-called rebels, meaning the coup d'etat, meaning the United States and NATO, aren't going to want to go along with this, and they're going to try and find some way to sabotage it. Because basically, the U.S. government is doing to Syria what they did to Libya. We're going to put in a bunch of agent provocateurs. We're going to arm the people who are disenfranchised by their government. And every nation on earth has disenfranchised people. We've got hundreds of them living down here in cardboard boxes on the north shore of the center lock of Pearl Harbor. You can go into any country and find people that the system has not treated well. And you can turn them into revolutionaries by giving them a few guns and use them as an excuse to take over a government. Now they're talking about an international agreement declaring the revolution to be the legitimate government of Syria. Isn't that up to the Syrian people? We'll be right back.
Berkey P. purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're getting a story just now breaking out of North Miami Beach, Florida. Apparently, there was a massive walkout of students from North Miami Beach Senior High School in support of Trayvon Martin, the boy who was shot by the vigilante, the wannabe, George Zimmerman, about a month ago. And the students staged a walkout, which is all well and good, but apparently some 80 to 100 students decided to go on a rampage through the local Walgreens, and it's all on videotape and security camera, just running through and grabbing stuff off the shelves and running out again. This is not going to help things at all. I am willing to speculate here that these 80 to 100 kids were probably talked into this by one or two students who look maybe a little old to be in high school, but they're still in there anyway, to basically go out and go on this rampage. Somebody wants to fan up race relations. Just stop and think about something. Before you get all in high dudgeon over this case on George's side or Trayvon's side, Just understand that if this country goes into race riots in the cities this summer, then Barack Obama can declare a national emergency, and what little remains of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights goes right out the door. He won't have to worry about the economy or the wars after that, because he will have his little dictatorship based on all those executive orders that have been signed by presidents over the years that are simply waiting for the declaration of a national emergency to activate and allow the president to simply bypass Congress and just run the country however he sees fit. Maybe a little second subtext to Obama's comment to Medvedev about having more flexibility. So I understand that people are upset over the shooting of Trayvon Martin. I'm upset about it myself. But rampaging through stores and looting the place is not going to win you the kind of popular support that you need to seek justice in this case. These kinds of rampages are only going to help the people who are supporting George Zimmerman demonize Trayvon and everybody who supports him. And meanwhile, out in California, that Iraqi woman, the mother of five, beaten to death with a note next to her. Well, she died in the hospital, but they found a note next to her saying, go back to Iraq, you're all terrorists. That is a classic hate crime. No gray area there at all. Is it getting the same kind of media coverage Trayvon is? No, it isn't. Why? Because somebody is using Trayvon for political purposes. There is interracial violence all across this country. There was another case where two black kids set a white kid on fire 2 weeks ago. These things, unfortunately, sadly, tragically, do happen all the time. This is being focused on by the media for a purpose. Somebody wants racial discord in this country. They want to turn the black Americans and the white Americans against each other so that we forget who the real threat to us is. Please do not fall for these stupid tricks. We've all seen them done before. Black Panther coloring book, fake staged riots at Disneyland. The other side loves to play dirty, and they are playing dirty right now. Please do not fall for it. With that smelly person with the, you know, running around saying, let's go on a rampage and let's loot the Walgreens, that's your FBI informant. The ones urging violence and discord and upset are the government undercover informants. And they are everywhere. Even the Stasi did not have the network that the FBI does. We had to deal with these people when I was in college during the Vietnam protests. It was under the name COINTELPRO. The FBI has and still has undercover informants on every college campus in America. We know local police departments regularly put informants into the high schools. So be very careful who you listen to when they're out there saying, let's start a fire, let's loot a store, let's burn a car, let's do something really spectacular. They're not working for you. They're not working to resolve this case. They're trying to fan it up to violence because violence is what the government needs to justify a crackdown and a dictatorship in this country. Don't be fooled by it, please. Prove that you are smarter than the White House plotters think you are. All right. We're almost at the end of this segment. When we come back, I'm going to want to talk a little bit about vote fraud. There's vote fraud. More exposures happening all over the place, including up in Canada. There was a cyber attack that was trying to disrupt their online voting system. Somebody put together an online voting system. Somebody was trying to hack that. Election fraud has become absolutely epidemic all over this hemisphere. And one of the necessary first steps to reclaiming our republics, for reclaiming control over our countries, because it is our country, is we've got to get honest elections back in there by whatever means it takes. And if that means large, heavy sledgehammers on those electronic voting machines, that may just have to be what it comes down to. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Your You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking this segment about vote fraud. It really has reached a stage where I'm talking to just people that I meet in my daily life, down at the bank, down at the supermarket, people who don't really know what I do here in the privacy of my own home. And they don't know I'm a webmaster and a talk show host and all the rest of that stuff. So I just go and I talk because that's how I take the measure of what the general public is starting to talk. And they're all talking about the vote fraud now. They all know something has gone wrong with the elections system. Now, up in Canada, the New Democrats are staying mum about a cyber attack last week that locked up the online election system for their leadership convention. And apparently they're refusing to disclose the source of the two IP addresses they say were launching this attack. And that's highly suspect. Remember when Odigo Communications, with this Israeli-owned company that provides the backbone services for a lot of these instant message services, they had an office near the World Trade Center. And that office received a warning of the coming attack of 9/11 while the aircraft used in the attack were still on the ground, hadn't even taken off yet. And they did capture the IP that sent the messages, and they gave it to the FBI, and then the FBI just sort of let it fade away into Never Never Land. Well, this is the same thing. They've got the IP addresses that were launching these hack attacks to disrupt the voting in Canada, and nobody wants to say who they are. It's just crooked. Price Waterhouse and Cooper is involved in making sure the accuracy of the election. I seem to recall when Price Waterhouse and Cooper have been hit with a couple of their own scandals, like they've become the new Arthur Anderson. Remember Arthur Anderson and Enron? Yes, we're honest. We've got a separate outside accounting company that's keeping an eye on us. And they were all working together to cheat their investors here. As we mentioned earlier, a lot of people are taking these hidden cameras into these caucus meetings, and they're just capturing GOP leadership, plotting to rig the caucuses in the primaries. And next week, we're going to have somebody from this company, Luxi, if you're watching on Justin TV. They make these, it looks like a Bluetooth headset for your phone, and it actually works as one, but it's also got a camcorder inside. So these little miniature cameras are going to save democracy, I'll tell you that right now. So we have people for the GOP admitting they're changing the rules so that Ron Paul is excluded and the election's thrown to Mitt Romney. We have GOP leaders in the states basically saying they're sending out messages to all the party members telling them who to vote for. That's not the function of the GOP, of the party. The party is there to obey the orders of the voters, not to issue them. More GOP caucus fraud documented down there in Georgia. It just goes on and up in Washington State. Now there's a new operation called Americans Elect. And it is an attempt to lure Ron Paul delegates into declaring that they're part of this third party called Americans Elect. The problem is if they declare for Americans Elect, then they're disqualified from being a delegate to the GOP convention. And so this Americans Elect appears to be a scam to basically draw delegates away from Ron Paul through a conflict of interest. So they're going to show up at the GOP convention and they're going to say, sorry, you're not eligible anymore. We don't have to let you in. The other side loves to play dirty. Will of the people? Absolutely not. Will of the corporations? Will of Wall Street? Will of the war machine? Will of the security machine? Will of Israel? People? Doesn't matter what. Doesn't matter what the people want anymore. As Stalin used to say, people who vote decide nothing. People who count the votes decide everything. And we're seeing it right in front of our eyes. Worse than Stalinist Russia. Just massive vote fraud. They're stealing our country. It's not just stealing votes. It's not just stealing an election. They're stealing our country. They're stealing all the tax money. They're stealing the lives of your children spent on these foreign wars. That's why vote fraud, election fraud, should be a death penalty offense. And I'm not a big fan of the death penalty. But look at the scale of the crime here. Guys get caught with a marijuana cigarette. They go to prison for 3-5 years. We're talking people who are stealing trillions of your tax dollars by pretending to be a government without actually being the government. Should not the punishment fit the crime? I think so. Now, speaking of punishment fitting the crime, you're probably aware that I have talked a lot about derivatives on this show. These are these financial instruments that are dependent upon some other financial operation for their profit or loss. Selling short is a very simple type of derivative. And, of course, the one that has given us the greatest grief for the last, going on 10 years, are the credit default swaps, which basically it's a fancy name for an insurance policy. I'm going to take out an insurance policy against losses from this investment. I buy, 5,000 shares of United Lint, and I take out a credit default swap so that if United Lint collapses, I get some money back from the credit default swap so I don't take a complete bath on it. That's a credit default swap. But unlike a regular insurance policy where I can buy fire insurance on my home, you can buy a credit default swap on an asset you don't own. So let's say the guy in the office cubicle across the way buys 5,000 shares of United Lint, I can still go out and buy a credit default swap where if he loses his investment, I get a profit. I can bet and make money on his going out of business. Can't do that with a fire insurance policy. I can't buy fire insurance on my neighbor's home. But with a credit default swap, you can buy an insurance policy on somebody else's asset. The other way that these are really a major problem is that unlike insurance companies, which must maintain cash reserves with which to pay claims as they come in, the banks and investment companies that are selling credit default swaps are not required to keep a cash reserve to make payments. That's what happened to AIG. AIG sold all these credit default swaps. They figured they were never going to come due. It was just a feel-good insurance safety net. And then things started to go bad. AIG did not have the money to pay the claims, and they collapsed. And they're still doing it. They're still doing it. Credit default swaps are being sold by banks and investment companies that don't have the cash reserves to pay claims if they come in any large number. And you would think after this huge disaster of the credit default swaps, this near miss with Greece, and the potential for far worse disasters if Europe starts to come apart, if the European Union comes apart, you'd think that the government would want to put controls back onto the system, like reimpose Glass-Steagall, or impose rules on credit default swaps that you can only buy them on assets you own, and that the sellers of credit default swaps have to have adequate cash reserves to cover the credit default swaps they're selling. You'd think that would make common sense, but no. The U.S. House of Representatives just voted to relax the rules on derivatives even more. Two bills got voted through yesterday, erasing some of the requirements from Obama's overhaul of financial regulations. And they're claiming it's done because these restrictions inhibit the ability of companies to manage the risks of prices and investments. But we know what's going on. Anytime you deregulate the financial markets, they go out and start taking bigger risks. And when they make bigger gains, they put it in their pocket. And when they suffer bigger losses, they transfer them onto the people. And it's just one more indication that we are living in a fascist economic state, because under fascism, the government and the corporations are allied together against the general public. We have the Congress telling Wall Street, yeah, go ahead and play some more with those credit default swaps. We'll let you. We're going to take the last of the chains off. Go have fun. Just remember, we're coming up on an election season, and we're expecting very fat, juicy campaign contribution checks out of that whole mess. All right, we got a caller on the line, Ron in Missouri. Aloha, Ron. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yes, voter fraud. I would like to make a recommendation, Dr. Paul, if he would nominate Judge Napolitano as his running mate right now. I think that would give a lot more credibility to his campaign and let the judge do some talking for him.
I think that would be a very good idea. If Ron Paul was seriously going to be a candidate, which I hate to be the one to tell you this, he isn't, but if he was going to be a candidate, I think Judge Napolitano would make an excellent vice president. And, of course, he would also be a highly visible vice president, which I know is not the traditional role of the vice presidency. But, the reality is Ron Paul is not going to be allowed anywhere near the nomination or anywhere near the White House. It hath been decided by Wall Street, the military-industrial complex, the Federal Reserve, and Israel. It's just not going to happen. And I'm sorry, because I'd love to see him in the White House. But it's just not going to happen. Look at the massive vote fraud. They don't even care that people are seeing it being done. Okay?
I guess.
All right. Well, yeah, I know. It's very disappointing. It is disappointing to me. And it gets back to that statement by John F. Kennedy. Those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. Getting Ron Paul into the White House was our last chance to peacefully pull this nation back from the brink. And the money junkies and the Israel firsters and the war hawks all said, nah, we're gonna roll the dice here. Yes, we may destroy the entire country and trigger a bloodbath, but hey, it's worth it because I've got a good stockholder support to clutch in my hand and reassure me that I'm doing the right thing here. All right, well, Ron, thanks a lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And I know I get a lot of emails from people saying, I thought you supported Ron Paul. I do. But it's not going to happen. That's the message the GOP has been sending since day one of the primary season. We don't care what you want. We have already been bought and paid for to make Mitt Romney the nominee so that Obama can have his second term. I mean, the polls are already showing that Obama is ahead of Romney in a future November election by 9 points. It's already been decided. The deals have been made. Romney is the presented candidate that Obama can defeat. It's exactly what happened during Richard Nixon's second term, where the plumbers, Creep, Donald Segretti, that whole crew, went out and destroyed every Democratic candidate who might possibly be able to defeat Richard Nixon, so that all that was left for Richard Nixon to run against was George McGovern. And Nixon defeated him by one of the widest margins in election history. His reelection was a study in foregone conclusions by the time the election actually happened. If you have never read the book, All the President's Men, and the movie's pretty good, but the book goes into much more detail about exactly what went down. The entire elections process was hijacked. And it is, again, the reason Romney is being put forward as the candidate is because Obama can beat him. Romney's already doing his own self-destruct thing that he's been told to do with that Etch-a-Sketch comment. Basically, just at the point where Romney is guaranteed the nomination, he's already saying, you can't trust a thing I say. Yuck, 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 yuck. You've been had, people. You have absolutely been had. Speaking of being had, another one of these gold bars with tungsten inside has been discovered in Great Britain. And apparently, a lot of the bullion dealers are still using what's called XRF, which is an X-ray refractometer. They beam X-rays onto the gold bar, and then by looking at the diffraction coming back, they can tell what the material is. The problem is that X-ray refraction, or X-ray diffraction, because I've used both of those when I was back at NASA, you're only going to see the surface material. It doesn't go all the way through. If you are checking your gold bars, you need to get your hands on one of those hospital ultrasounds. And they're getting smaller and smaller. They're down to handheld units now. And if you put that on your gold bar and you see a boundary inside the bar, that means you've got something inside there that isn't gold, and you need to take a look. You need to drill in and do a drill assay on it. So those things are still floating around. Somebody decided to do with the gold supply what they did with the money here in the U.S. back in the 1964. They took out all the silver, and they put these little clad coins that look the same, and we were all told it was the same, but it wasn't. Little statistic you may want to keep in mind here. The top five banks in the United States of America now own more than half of the U.S. gross domestic product. All the wealth generated by hundreds of millions of working Americans over the last 100 years is flowing into the pockets of the bankers. Not because the bankers are working for it or earn it or deserve it, but because we are slaves to a private central banking system that by design manufactures more debt than it manufactures money with which to pay that debt, with the inevitable result that the wealth of the nation is taken from those whose labor creates that wealth and given to those who do not labor. Every nation with a private central bank is hovering on the edge of disaster, and the money junkies are still trying to force this failed system onto the few remaining countries free of it at the point of an American bayonet. All righty, let's see. We got a caller in on Ed in Utah. Aloha, Ed. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, two things, Mike. I want to address your comments on Trayvon Martin. But first, just a little quip here about the Ron Paul campaign. You're probably right. They're going to move all heaven and earth to try to stop him no matter what. But the fact of the matter is, you probably tune into Rick Adams now and again.
Every once in a great while.
Well, last night, Dr. K Hay was on there, and he is making moves on a legal front in St. Charles, Missouri, to reverse the vote outcome there because of the, what you just addressed, the massive fraud going on in Washington State, Missouri, and Iowa, and different places. So there are some legal efforts. Ron Paul has put the word out that he can't do stop and do all the legal things. He can give some press to it on the Daily Poll and what have you. So this is just an interesting note that someone at RBN has taken up the fight. But unless you had a comment on that, I'll go on to Trayvon Martin.
Okay, but we're almost at the break, so make it quick.
Well, Trayvon Martin, there's something you should be looking at, Mike. I you're saying let's not get bogged down with this, but we need to get the full facts and slates of what went on there. On the David Duke website, he's the only one I know of that has the actual original Fox 13 local affiliate down there that had this witness, John, who basically verbatim backed up what Zimmerman had said. And
okay, we got to take a break. We got to take a break. I'm sorry, we're out of time. Break for commercial. I'll respond when we come back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what?
America, welcome back to our show here, and I'm going to respond to that last caller. And I really don't want to spend a lot of time talking about Trayvon and George, because what happened between them isn't the issue. All right, but let me respond to what we said. There are witnesses supporting both points of view. There are witnesses saying that George Zimmerman just approached and harassed Trayvon and provoked the altercation. The 911 calls that caught the voices of the altercation you can't tell who's doing the yelling. But witnesses said it was Trayvon who was screaming that he was being attacked. And yes, there are now witnesses that say Zimmerman was the one who was attacked. There's a problem. The witnesses who support the story that George Zimmerman provoked the confrontation with Trayvon came out within days of the incident. And the witnesses who are now supporting Zimmerman's version of the story have only showed up in the last few days. Last week, I think. And the Martin family is already saying somebody in the police department is leaking details of this case that is now turning up as this new witness testimony. And again, the issue isn't who was right and who was wrong. Zimmerman should have basically left at that point. Now they're trying to say he did leave and Trayvon followed him. So the story is already mutating, which tells you there's a cover story going on. And I really don't care. Trayvon should not have been shot. This vigilante system got out of control, and this is the result. But we have racial violence occurring every day in this country. This case is being fanned to create a crisis that Obama can use for his November campaign. He can use it to distract from the coming economic crash, the invasion of Iran, all the other things he does not want you thinking about. They're going to try and hide behind waving Trayvon at you. This is classic wag the dog. And if this results in race riots in major American cities, then Obama has all the excuse he needs to declare a national state of emergency, declare martial law, suspend the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and basically do whatever he wants to do from that point on. Think Idi Amin Dada in the White House, and you will have an example of what we're talking about, the real risk here. Like I said, you don't see this media coverage over this woman, this Iraqi woman, mother of five, who was beaten to death. And the note that said, go home, you're all terrorists. That's not getting any media coverage. So the fact that this Trayvon story is getting so much media focus means somebody wants to use it for political gain. They don't care about Trayvon. They don't care about George. They don't care about inner city violence and poverty. It's just the latest thing they can use to distract the voters, to win voters, to win voting support. Obama is desperate for something to get the black population back to support him for re-election, because right now, prior to this Trayvon shooting, black Americans are just as disenfranchised with the government as white Americans. They're feeling the economic pain as much, if not more, than white Americans. The black Americans are feeling the cost of the war as much as white Americans, if not more. This is pure political manipulation taking place. We're going to take a break for station ID. We'll be right back.